The Scientific Research Council, SRC, is Jamaica's principal public sector agency, responsible for the fostering and coordination of scientific research and the promotion of its application. The council is celebrating over 50 years of contribution to national development. Executive Director at the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the role of the agency, its achievements, and the way forward. Here are excerpts of that interview.
Science and technology is absolutely critical to any country's development, and it is clearly written in the Vision 2030 Developmental Plan in terms of looking at outcomes 11 and 12 being a technology-enabled society. So to me, I think as we aim towards our developmental plans and aim to be a developed country, we must anchor our plans on a science and technology policy and framework for the particular country.
Tell us about your own emphases and thrusts for the SRC now.
One of my major focus for the SRC is to really realign back the council as a research and development institution. We have a number of R&D institutions at the University of West Indies, UTEC, and other in Cameron University. They tend to focus more on the knowledge creation. I believe that a standing research council as a research institution, as a research arm of government, must focus on using that knowledge to foster and to facilitate development at all levels. So we are placing a lot of emphasis at this point on the applications of such knowledge that will lead to products, that will lead to innovations that can benefit every single Jamaican.
Let's talk about some of the main achievements of the SRC over the years.
Well, I'll start off with a very common crop. It's the Christmas season, so we drink a lot of sorrel. The SRC spearheaded the development and the breeding of the Bashment variety of sorrel, and that was done in the 1980s, I think 1984 to be exact. So that particular strain now, it is ready within 3 months, and it produces year-round. So gone are the days where you sit down 6 and 9 months to wait on your sorrel. So that was one of the major introductions to the market, the development of that Bashment strain, as well as strengthening the sorrel industry. We received a number of awards. We received the Gleaner Awards the sorrel industry. We produced a number of other products on the Hope Gardens brand. So I think the SRC was able to rebrand the sorrel in a sense, and to have sorrel flowing synonymously with the name Jamaica. We have also done quite a bit of work on sugarcane and the sugar industry. We introduced a variety of sugarcane known as energy cane, with higher yields in terms of the sugar production, higher yields in terms of molasses and fiber. And that has pretty much contributed significantly to the sugar industry. To start naming it, it will take an entire day, but we have done a lot of work. One of the things now that we see quite a bit that I'm very, very pleased with is the biodigester septic tank systems, which came on board about 1994. That is a technology that our team developed at the Scientific Research Council. It's a patented technology. We received a patent in 2006. And we have since built over 500 systems across Jamaica.
500?
Over 500 systems. It's pretty much a system that is solving quite a bit of problems. Mm-hmm. And we have installed a number of these systems residentially at different high schools. The last one we did was at Garvey Maceo and at Woolmers. The fire station, Sable Lamar, just to name a few. Okay. Now we have moved into the hospital setting. We are working on a project with the Minister of Health, replacing 5 hospitals across Jamaica with biodigester systems that can treat their waste. And not only treat the waste, but convert into it to useful energy in the form of biomethane and fertilizer, in terms of organic fertilizer, as well as the irrigation quality water.
A lot of small business people with ideas have come to SRC and you've helped them. Tell us about that.
That is one of the things that we are well known for, in that you have an idea, we'll move it from your idea to generate revenue to put in your pockets or your accounts. We place a lot of emphasis on MSMEs, and one of the reasons why we have a pilot plant at the Scientific Research Council, where when you come with an idea, we develop a product for you, we create this setting where you can start manufacturing your product, penetrate the market, and once you build your income to a level that you can graduate from the SRC to go off on your own and work with a larger company to your bottling, manufacturing, we facilitate that process. So we operate what you may call a production, a food production incubator, in a sense.
Executive Director at the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.